103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, are you a jerk for telling someone they smell bad? But hold on, there's more to this story.
There better be more. let me sip my tea real quick.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
Yep, I am now.
All right, Rachel wants to know if she's a jerk for telling him he smells bad. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling him he smells bad? Hear me out, though. It's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
My best guy friend got a new cologne this weekend.
Oh.
And when he met up with our group of friends, I instantly gagged.
Ugh.
His scent was so strong. I had asked what the smell was, and he said it was his new cologne.
Okay.
I told him he should trash it.
Ugh.
And then he said two people in the store told him he smelled good, and I was just being rude.
Well, the store. Of course, they wanted you to buy
That's
it.
Right. Well, I told him they lied. Now he's upset and says it was totally out of line to tell him that he smells bad. But I don't think it is, because it was something that was supposed to make him smell good.
Sure, right.
And it didn't.
But it's also a personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
right? Because different people are attracted to different scents.
And different scents smell different on different people.
That part, I was going to say that next. And honestly, it could be the way the clothes. It could be the shower you took. Maybe you ain't clean yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, the smell that a cologne embodies on your actual person can change day to day. The same cologne can smell different.
Depending on your scent. Yeah,
your body oils, all that stuff.
Totally.
How much you're sweating that day, right? But is it really her place? Is it really Rachel's place to go, ew, you smell nasty?
And your new cologne that you probably spent $100 on blows. The cost of perfume and cologne,
boy,
is insane.
Yeah.
I go to Ulta. I've seen it. It's not crazy.
It's not okay.
And you guys sitting there with a $100 bottle, and now what? Everybody says you stink?
Teeny tiny bottle you spent $100 on, and your friend goes, ugh.
Bleh.
You smell like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's bogus.
That's really mean.
Because, yeah, sure, the people at the store said you smelled great, but now put it to the test.
But if your friends aren't going to tell you, who is? Maybe that's why she's not the jerk.
They're the ones
who should tell you got the wrong cologne.
I don't know, man, because it's subjective. Just because it smells bad to her doesn't mean it's going to smell bad to anybody else. And unless she's trying to get on and link with her friend, it's not her place. But you don't like the way I smell? Get over it.
Well, and everybody likes different smells.
True.
Like, some people love, let's just say, vanilla.
Right.
The smell of vanilla, ugh, I don't know why I can't take it.
No.
It makes me not feel good.
I like vanilla.
Everybody does. Yeah. But it's one of those scents I can't handle. It depends on the person.
True.
You know?
True.
Everybody likes different scents.
And we've all had scents. Like, at this rate in our lives, we've all had scents that are like, oh no, that's not for me. I don't like the way that compliments me, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way that smells. I've been told it doesn't smell good. But does it really matter when it's somebody that has nothing to do with you besides being a homie?
Yes, because I would be grateful that they told me I stink, and then I would know.
He doesn't stink. It's not like he has B.O.
She doesn't like the cologne.
And that is subjective to her, only her.
Somebody said maybe he just sprayed too much.
True. Okay. I do hear that.
They said Rachel's not the jerk. Oh, this is tricky, though. Telling someone they smell bad, even if it's with a good scent. Nobody wants to hear they smell bad when they're already out in public and they've gotten ready to go. Okay? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. But I'm still going to say not the jerk, because she's looking out for him. That's my opinion. But you're like, too much. Enough.
I do hear the fact that maybe he sprayed a little too much, because some people don't know how to spray their cologne right.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
They go overboard.
Mm-hmm. And then you smell them in every room they walked in.
No matter what.
No matter where you are. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for telling her friend that he smells bad? She thought his new cologne was garbage, and she told him. Awkward.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Rachel wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend that his new cologne smells like garbage. Basura!
Basura! I'm glad you said that.
Is she the jerk? Let's go right to the phones this morning. We're going to start with Melissa in Kenosha.
Despacito.
Melissa, we dusted off your theme
good
song.
Morning.
Welcome
good morning.
Back.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to hear
How
from you.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yes. it's good to get in, finally.
You're in, girl.
We got you.
Not the jerk.
Oh, okay. Not the jerk for telling him he stinks.
Starting off strong, but why, though? Explain, please, because that's bogus.
Okay, first of all, if they went to Ulta, they're in any retail store. I worked 9 years of retail. I've done it.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you things just to get you to buy stuff.
True.
I feel that everywhere I go anymore. Everybody's trying to make a buck. It's their job.
Everybody's right. Trying to make a buck.
Amen.
But if it was me and, like, me and Allie were best friends and I came in with this new cologne, mm-hmm. and you're like, nah, Melissa, like, that's not you. Like, okay, cool. Like,
you could receive it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would want you to, like, tell me if I had on a perfume that smelled bad. Like, how embarrassing.
Yeah, see, but right. at the same time, I almost wouldn't judge or trust the intuition of somebody that doesn't regularly wear those scents, right? And not to make this about men and women, but I'd rather have the homie, a bro, tell me, hey, no, I don't think that smells good on you, man, than a woman go, no, I don't like the way that smells. And I know that sounds counterproductive and stupid, but the reality is y'all don't know the way smells the way men know. Knows a man's smell. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'd rather my guy tell me than a girlfriend tell me, because then I'm like, oh, man, like, what do you...
But what if it was your wife?
Well, obviously, if it's my wife, I'm going to change the scent up immediately.
You'd be mad if your wife didn't tell you smell bad. There's the jerk.
I would be mad if my husband didn't tell me. See?
When your best friend tells you, and that's why I'm with you, not the jerk, because if your best friend tells you, we want them to be able to tell us, too.
I feel like it's the same relationship. Okay. I mean, you guys aren't together, but...
Okay,
do you know what? Somebody said, listen, I started binging Love is Blind. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
And the quote of the episode was, a lot of friendships last longer than a lot of love relationships. And I'm like, exactly. That's true. So your friends are there for you.
Your friend, and hopefully your friends, you trust your friends when they're there for you to tell you you stink.
Mm-hmm. She said not
absolutely.
The jerk.
Melissa kicks it off, says not the jerk. It's great to hear from you.
Bye. You smell good.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Melissa.
I think.
We assume she smells good. She worked at Ulta and other shops.
Exactly.
She smells good.
Amber's in Hartford this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All right. Talk to us.
Is Rachel a jerk for telling her friend he smells bad? She hates his new cologne?
I think she is the jerk just because, you know, I get that he went into a retail store and they got him to buy it, but he can smell, so if he thought it stunk, he shouldn't have bought it, obviously.
That part.
And, you know, it's like, it's not like he doesn't have a sniffer on him and couldn't tell himself, so he obviously thought it smelled good, too.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we can judge you still want it to attract other people. Like, I'm not smelling my perfume and going, ooh, I want me.
Yeah, but...
you want someone else to be like, ooh, you smell good.
No, see, and here's where I disagree with you, and I like what she's saying, because you buy a scent knowing how it smells. You don't buy something blind, right? Normally.
True.
Normally, you don't buy
like
blind
scent. You've already tried the sample.
And sampled it, mold, whatever. So
right.
You know,
like, there's perfume that I'm like, oh my God, this smells so good. I could drink it. Like, this is awesome. This smells good. And I'm sitting with myself all day long,
right,
regardless of my BO,
exactly,
what I'm doing that day. So I'm smelling my first before anybody else anyway.
And
if you're just
more
a friend,
than anybody.
You don't like
no,
it?
Because when you don't smell yourself, that's the whole problem with smells.
Oh,
a lot
cap.
Of times people, how many times somebody came in that smells like a cigarette has no idea? How many times do people not know how strong their scent is?
Maybe.
All the time.
Yeah.
You get accused to it.
But you
that's
know
why people with BO don't know they smell.
But you know your scent, and you know if you like the way something smells on you. What Amber's saying is he walked out of there enjoying the way that cologne smelled and thinking it smelled good on
true.
Him.
True.
Until his friend Rachel went, ew.
You stink, and she gagged.
Made him self-conscious. That's what makes her the jerk.
Ah, she was just being mean.
That's honestly, if he did have BO and she told him, like, dude, you stink, or your breath was bad.
Bet.
Bro, you need a breath mint. That is, like, not being a jerk because, like, well, that's controllable,
that's
whatever.
Homie.
You're helping
because
somebody
you don't
out.
Like what cologne I have.
That's bogus.
What if I don't like your perfume? And you're like, whatever, I do love vanilla, so I'm going to keep wearing it.
You know? I'm going to find somebody who does like vanilla. Leave me alone. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no killer, baby.
You did not just quote Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow's killing him with that line. I'm vanilla, baby. Yeah.
Amber, you split us up. We're 50-50. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Everybody listening knows that song. Let's be real.
Of course, everybody knows that song.
If they didn't get that reference, what planet are they on now?
They weren't listening to Kiss FM, I'll tell you that.
Well, Amber and Melissa split it down the middle. Jerk and not the jerk, which means our regular Sarah in Kenosha is going to be the tiebreaker today. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How excited are you to be the tiebreaker today?
I'm so excited.
She sounds excited.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
I say jerk.
Ooh, okay.
Really?
Because, yes, and I was actually debating, like, not the jerk, not the jerk, but jerk, because scents smell different for different people.
Right.
So, what I could think is gross, you guys think is good, because my, like, it mixes different for different people.
Well, that's what I mean. Right. Everybody smells scents differently, like she was saying, you know, right? So, go on.
So, I bought my fiance a cologne not that long ago, and I thought in the store that it smelled great. I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. He wore it, and I was like, what the are you wearing?
Oh,
and he was like, you literally bought this for me. And I was like, do not ever wear that around me again.
Throw it away right now.
I loved it in the store, but mixed with his like regular pheromones and like body scent.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It was disgusting.
Wow. So you really got to try stuff on
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I say jerk just because she was like, oh, this is gross. But for her, yes, gross. But like, he may love it. And like, maybe his girlfriend loves it. Maybe, right. You know, his side chick loves it. Who knows?
Really? Now you're making people paranoid. See?
Or you think about it, she's interested in him and she told him she doesn't like it because now she thinks he's uglier.
Well, that's a lot of calculation.
Well, since we want to stretch.
You never know.
No, she's telling him he stinks so nobody will hit on him.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Nah, Sarah works it out. She says, yeah, Rachel's the jerk.
Fine.
Jerk.
Fine.
Appreciate your call, Rachel.
Thanks. Not Rachel.
Bye.
Sarah.
Oh my God. I'm calling you.
It's okay, DZ. It's okay.
Listen, we're still waking up for the morning.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's still Monday.
I'm sorry, Sarah. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Sarah.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye. You
so
too.
So, jerk overall.
Yeah, Rachel's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. You ready to give away some tickets?
You know I stay ready to give away some tickets.
We're on fire this morning. We've got tickets all morning, and we're starting right now with Kid Laroi at the Rave.
Boom.
Let's go. Going to be in town on July 6th. I'm so excited. The Kid Laroi, 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see him. Kiss FM.